For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Researchers say that ancient humans had a lot more DNA than we do. They say they've analyzed variations in the DNA of hundreds of people living around the planet to see how selection affects the human genome. The take-home message is that we continue to find a lot more genetic variation between humans than we appreciated previously. They say structural differences, called copy number variants, are when large portions of DNA are duplicated or deleted. Sometimes this involves parts of the genome that contain multiple genes or important regulatory regions. Researchers think that these sorts of changes are under adaptive selection pressures. That is, they're either surviving preferentially or they're being eliminated. But these maintaining and eliminating forces within our genomes aren't well understood. The study says that people living in Africa today show more evidence of ancestral genome sequences. This is because non-Africans have experienced more population reductions called genetic bottlenecks, which result in lower levels of diversity. These same bottleneck events also resulted in fewer deletions compared to African populations. A new bionic eye lens currently in development would give humans 3x20/20 vision. That's right, 3x20/20 vision at any age. The lens, named the Ocumetix Bionic Lens, was developed by Dr. Garth Webb, an optometrist in British Columbia, who was looking for a way to optimize eyesight regardless of a person's health or age. With this remarkable lens, patients would have perfect vision, ending the need for driving glasses, progressive lenses, and contacts, all of which are set to become a dim memory in the eye care industry. Even better is the fact that people who get the lens surgically inserted will never get cataracts because the lens replaces that part of their natural eye, which inevitably decays over time. The lens, which would be custom-made, is folded like a taco in a saline-filled syringe and placed in the eye where it unravels itself within 10 seconds.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Have you ever wanted to talk to an astronaut orbiting hundreds of miles above the Earth? Wouldn't it be nice to ask about the view from the International Space Station? If you're active on Twitter and a fan of all things space-related, you're probably following a number of astronauts, usually designated by the Astro in their handles. These social media-savvy space explorers have given us a lot of insight into life in zero gravity from their tweets. But Twitter isn't the only way to reach out to the ISS. There's another, perhaps more personal way to connect with the astronauts, and people have been doing it for years. All over the world, some amateur radio enthusiasts, known as hams, have made a hobby out of contacting the ISS. The goal is to enjoy short conversations with astronauts from the comfort of their own ham radio setups. Recently, The Telegraph reported such an exchange between a United Kingdom man and the ISS. Adrian Lane from Gloucester was able to make contact with the space station from his backyard shed. Lane is among the ranks of hams who have made successful contact with the ISS. The hobby is not limited to the Earthbound either. The astronauts aboard the ISS are able to make unscheduled ham calls in their free time. It's an activity that they can enjoy before or after work or on the weekends. If you're interested in reaching out to the ISS, the internet contains many resources for hams seeking a cosmic chat. So, where did this specific hobby come from? We have astronaut Owen Garriott to thank for the ham radio program. In 1983, Garriott took a handheld radio with him aboard Space Shuttle Columbia to engage with students. That was the beginning of the Shuttle Amateur Radio Experiment program. While the International Space Station is hundreds of miles above us, making contact might just be a ham radio call away. And that's way out of this world. Roswell's and 73's. From WW5 LEO, I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.